this week on the Time Bet Show.
How about them Jets, right? They're good. They're a team.
You can't do that, though, if you don't actually know about the Jets.
Because then they'll know. They'll know about the Jets. Everybody knows about the Jets but you.
Except for you, yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, they really suck this year. And you're like, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Did you see them in their game? And they're like, it's not the Jets season.
And welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 40. I'm Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And this is a big milestone episode for us, episode number 40.
Lordy, lordy, look who's turning 40.
40.
The Time Bat Show.
Did you plan that, or did you?
No, I didn't. I just thought about that.
Good, lordy, lordy. There's the episode title already. Really quick, lordy, lordy, look who's turning 40. That's right, okay. Folks, it's us. We're 40 now.
Do you know where I got that from? Have
No.
you seen that episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force where the vampire guy turns 40-40?
No, I haven't. What's okay. 40, like 4,040?
Yeah.
No, I haven't
seen that.
His
birthday sign says, lordy, lordy, look who's turning 40-40.
I like it. What would we be as like a 40-year-old podcast? Like, what are like the telltale signs of 40.
So, like, we've been doing it for 40 years, or we're both 40?
Both.
Okay. So, if we were just both 40, that would mean that we've been doing this for more than 10 years.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think at that point, we would become... There's this show on NPR where these two guys just talk about, like, repairing refrigerators and, like, what kind of wax you should use in your car.
That's the car show, I thought.
Yeah, the car show.
You're talking
show.
About Car Talk or whatever?
Yeah, Car Talk. I think that's the name of the show.
Yeah, and they just talk about repairing cars.
Yeah, I think that's the end game of this podcast.
I hope so.
That show is really good and really
funny.
It
is really good, and I don't care anything about repairing cars.
Though. No, I don't know anything about
but cars. But I like the men that do
They're
it.
Really funny, yeah.
They are. So what would our topic be then? Like, we'd have to have, like, a thing that we give advice on for people, you know?
People send us things in the actual mail about how to fix their...
But we need, like, a thing. Like, they've got cars, and people are like, hey, my car's broken, what do I do? And then they, like, make jokes about it and give you advice. But what would our thing be?
I'm not really good at fixing anything.
You know a lot about computers, though.
Yeah, we could do computers.
Like PC talk or something.
That's boring, though.
Well, cars
is so much
cars
better
are more
than PCs.
Yeah. Well, and we need to get good at something in 10 years so we can have like an advice show. So that's the end game of the podcast. We need to both get good at something. And then
maybe something like hobby trains or something.
Oh, train talk.
Train talk, yeah. We could talk about like full scales size trains and the model size
and the models
every scale in between.
In between, and people will be like, "My train isn't working right." And we're like, "You got to take the Johnson rod and
yeah, just take that, just lube up that Johnson rod and stick it right back in there. Put some WD-40 on it."
I don't know what it's called. It's probably the Johnson rod. Okay, so yeah, that's what we would do, 40th episode. So how are you doing today? Everything going all right with you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I went to the public library today. And
wow, very exciting.
I was gonna check out Mike Tyson's new book, but they didn't have it.
Mike Tyson wrote a new book?
I don't know if he wrote it, but he was involved in writing it. You know what
I
mean?
He was involved. Yes, he wrote, quote unquote, a new book.
Yeah, he was involved in writing it.
Uh-huh. What is it called? Do you remember?
I don't know the title, but it's about his... it's mostly about the guy who trained him when he was a kid, the Gus D'Amato guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his relationship with him and how, you know, he was a good person.
Does it go into him biting someone's ear off?
I don't think it goes that far into his career, because Gus was dead at that point.
Mm. You know a lot about Mike Tyson, it sounds
Yeah,
like.
I do. I really like Mike Tyson.
He keeps doves, right?
Pigeons.
Pigeons, right.
Yeah, sure. He has a bird room in his house, which, that's my dream.
the bird room.
He has a bird room.
Birds are so, like, dirty animals, though.
That's why you keep them in the bird room.
So you don't have to deal with their birding all the time.
Yes.
He probably has, like, newspaper just, like, covering the floor at all times.
No, he treats them, like, really good. Like, he feeds them Fiji water. He has, like, designer cages and, like, nests and
designer
stuff.
Cages for the birds.
Yeah, and he has, like, rare breeds of pigeons with, like, gold in their colors and, you know, that's
the rare pigeons for all those
pedigree
for all those pigeon collectors out there.
Yeah.
Do you think they have like a bird show? Like they have dog shows?
They do. There was a National Geographic short National Geographic documentary where they followed Mike Tyson around when he was racing pigeons.
Yeah. Racing them?
He raced his pigeons.
Like horse racing with pigeons?
I don't think they have jockeys, but I think...
But, like, yeah. Like, you just, like, let it go, and it's like, oh, and the pigeon's in the lead or whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
How do they fly in the right place?
Well, like, pigeons, they're, like, you know, carrier pigeons, and, you know, in the war, they would put messages on them.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah. Maybe it's the similar concept.
So they can just train them to fly in a straight line or whatever?
Yeah. I don't really know how it works, but...
Sounds interesting. So that does exist.
Yeah.
Like, bird people that train birds to do things.
Yeah. Huh. I think that's my next big project, being totally serious, is getting into birding.
Being a bird guy?
Being a bird man, yeah.
Maybe that could be the podcast in 10 years.
Birds with turkeys.
And I know
bird talk.
And I know nothing about birds, but you know like a lot about birds. And we have to give advice about birds.
About birds.
But both of us, like not just me and you, like or not just you, but me as well.
So you're for the objective viewpoint.
Right. I'm like an outsider in the bird community. Yeah. Like I'll tell you what I feel as someone who's not interested in birds. But then you're like the bird expert voice.
I'm bird man.
You know? Like, if someone was like, is it weird if I ate dinner with my bird or whatever? And then you'd be like, no, your bird is your best friend. Of course you could eat dinner with it. And then I would be like, no, that's weird because it's a bird. You know?
And that's how dirty.
The show. Yeah. And that's the show. Yeah, and they're dirty. That would be the show. Bird talk.
Yep.
So. I have a good story for us today. Speaking of birds and flight and stuff like that, the news story for today is that a plane in the China Southern Airlines that was leaving from Shanghai International Airport on Tuesday was delayed when an old lady, before boarding her flight, threw, like, 8 coins into the engine of the plane, quote, for good luck.
I mean, don't you do that?
No, I don't do that.
You don't throw a coin in the engine for good luck?
Like, please be good, and then, like, go into the thing. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently she was in her 80s, and she believed that tossing change into the engine would give her a safe flight, I guess. So it's like a fountain or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had to ground the plane, and they had to find the quarters or whatever.
And get them out of the
engine. And then they did it. You know, the scary part of that, about that is, like, how do they know how many coins she threw in there? Right?
Yeah.
Like, she can be like, oh, I threw 8. And they're like, okay. And then they go in there, they find 8, and they're like, we got them. And then, like, maybe she threw 9 or 10. Like, who knows, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't count.
No. But the story says she threw 9. Like, that's how many they found in the engine. But, that's a scary story.
Yeah, that's really frightening.
Do you think that would do anything?
I mean, if it got into the propellers, I know they're tested to deal with, speaking of birds, I know they're tested to deal with birds.
Or could they handle pigeons, though, that were trained by Mike Tyson to fly directly into the engines?
I'm sure they could, but I don't know about lucky coins.
So if a bird flies in, it's okay. But a coin is made of metal.
Yeah.
Could be bad, potentially. Right?
Yeah, there are movies when, you know, they're fighting on the outside of the plane, and a guy throws, like, a metal thing into the engine.
And then it, like, breaks. It blows up. Yeah, that's, like, every movie with a plane in it.
Every James Bond movie.
Right, right. And, like, Air Force One, I think that happens.
Yeah.
Every movie where an action hero is on a plane, that happens. Like, guaranteed. Yeah. Like, every Mission Impossible, I'm pretty sure, has that scene, too.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, we're fighting, and then, like, the gun drops out of the hand and, like, falls into the engine. And then it's like...
And it starts, like, smoking.
Uh-huh, and then it blows up the engine, and then the plane goes down. So, if that can do it, 9 coins probably could cause some severe damage, I think.
9 lucky coins.
Oh, well, they're not really lucky. Maybe it works like they're not lucky until you throw them into the engine. Kind of like the fountains, you know? Like, they become lucky when they hit the engine.
So, had she never flown before, or was this something she did every time she flew?
They just
figured it out today?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. The article doesn't specify. She was in her 80s, so either she's just never flown in 80 years of life, or she just always throws lucky coins into engines before takeoff. I don't know the answer to that.
If it's the case that she is 80 and has flown a bunch and does this regularly, I would say those are pretty lucky coins. And
that's true. You know,
considering that she's still alive.
And the plane potentially had coins in it when it flew.
In the engine, yeah.
I just can't imagine that's super good for the plane. But, I mean, it is a big engine, so... I don't know, it's hard to say. Anyway, did you see any movies or read anything good or anything like that recently?
I'm reading a good book, and I read a really good short story this morning, but I'm going to wait for you to read it before I
What good talk book about did it. You read?
I'm reading IQ84 by a Japanese author.
Murakami or something like
yeah,
that,
Yeah, Murakami.
Right?
It's the same guy who wrote Colorless. Subaru
yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't read any of them because I'm intimidated by translation. Like, I'm intimidated I won't understand what's going on, you know?
I read Colorless Suguru Tazaki, and it was a really good book. And the translation was fine.
It was good? Like, you could understand
really,
what was
really
going on?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll try.
There's a scene in that book that is the weirdest scene in any book I've ever experienced.
Well, don't spoil it for me. Well, yeah, you can spoil it. What is it?
Okay, so... The main character, Suguru Tazaki, he has a friend who he goes swimming with every day. And it goes into... It's kind of... The book is written in kind of a realist style where it describes every day in great detail and you kind of get immersed in this guy's life in that way.
Sure.
So it's describing this dream and... I don't think I can say it on this podcast. It's really weird.
All right, well, never mind. You're like halfway through and you're like, never mind, this is bad to say.
He dreams he's having...
relations.
He dreams he's having relations with a girl, and then all of a sudden...
What?
All of a sudden, the guy gets thrown into the dream.
Yeah!
And it kind of turns the book upside down, and you're left wondering, like, wait, is he gay? Is that what's happening?
Do they replace do they, like, swap?
Yeah, they swap.
Huh.
Yeah.
What a weird book.
Weird scene. It's very jarring, and it makes you think, and it makes you kind of think how the main character would in real life. Like, it would make you question yourself if you had that kind of dream.
Oh, because he didn't know that about himself before the dream?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, and he
wasn't.
It was just a weird dream. Like,
okay.
He's actually not gay, but made him... think about all of these weird things.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And I thought that was cool.
I thought it was just like he was that kind of person, but it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't established.
That's what I thought at first too, because it goes into great detail about how he goes swimming with this guy every day.
He's like, he just likes this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But no, he just had a really weird dream in the middle of the book that was totally random and very jarring.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird. All right, that was an interesting anecdote that you shared with us.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I saw It Comes at Night recently, a movie, which is a thriller thing with Joel Edgerton in it. Have you seen any trailers about that or anything like that?
I've seen some of the marketing for. I've seen posters.
It's basically like, it's hard to describe. It's like the apocalypse, but they don't know why. Like, there's like a disease or something, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's like getting really sick. So like, this guy and his family like hole up in like this big house in the middle of the woods, right? And they don't go out like ever because there's plague out there. So yeah. The only time they do, they go out with like gas masks and stuff, you know, or not? Yeah, gas masks. And then eventually they like find this other person, and he has a family and he wants to like live with them or whatever, because his family, you know, doesn't have anywhere to go. And they like tentatively like, okay, you can stay with us all in a big house. And then like it just gets weird and like you don't know who to trust, and it's very paranoid, and it's a thriller, you know. And it's a good movie. I don't want to spoil what happens, but it's good.
It's a cabin movie?
What do you mean a cabin movie?
You know, like a cabin fever kind of movie?
Kind of, yeah, because they're stuck in, like, one place. I mean, they go outside a little, but, like, only, like, you know, 50 feet around the area. You know what I mean? They don't, like, venture out or anything like that. But yeah, it's good.
That's like a classic horror setting.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. And, like, weird stuff happens, and they start blaming each other. You know, it's good. I think a lot of people didn't like it because the advertising is a little too supernatural horror-y for the movie. Like, it's definitely got aspects of that, but, like, it's more of a psychological kind of thing, if you know what I mean. Whereas the marketing has kind of pushed the more, like, fantastical, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I've only seen posters, and I wouldn't have guessed it was about a plague from the posters.
Mm-hmm. This is about people not trusting each other.
Yeah, it sounds great.
And doing weird things. I liked it a lot. A lot of people did not like it. It was funny. I enjoy reading people's like opinion of movies after I've seen them. Like, yeah. I don't like to know people's opinion of movies before, because I don't want to like paint my going into the movie. Yeah. So I like watch a movie like cold, and then I'll like go on the internet and see what people think. And sometimes it's like, oh, I loved it, and like I loved it too. And other times it's like, I loved it, and other people just hated it, right?
Yeah.
And this is one of those movies where it's like, oh, I like that a lot, and everyone's like, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. Blah, 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 blah. But part of me believes it's because the marketing was like false advertising, not false advertising, but like it wasn't this, you know, people were going in expecting something else and got something different. Yeah. But that being said, even if you go into something expecting something else and you get something different, if the something different is good, I will still legitimately like the movie.
Yeah, know? Same.
Like, I almost like that more sometimes. It's like, ooh, I wasn't expecting it to go in that direction, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times when I'm seeing recent movies and I have engaged with the marketing, it'll just be, my expectations are too set up going into it, mm-hmm. and I almost enjoy it less because I know too much.
Yeah, you know too much about it.
Yeah.
I like when they, like, play with your expectations.
Same.
Have you ever seen The Prestige?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how, like, I don't want to spoil. Well, it's a 10-year-old movie, right?
That's an old movie, and I think everybody knows.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, they have, like, a reveal in, like, the 3/4 of the movie, and you're like, oh, this is also a science fiction movie.
Yes.
You know, and it's, like, really cool, and I was, like, blown away the first time I saw that. I was like, this is really neat.
It's like, in addition to being, you know, an old kind of drama,
right.
It is also a really cool science fiction movie.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow, this movie's awesome. Like, I liked the movie up till that point, like, a lot. Once that happened, I was like, this is a great movie. You know, I was really excited when that happened. So I love when movies do that, though. Because it's like, I don't know, it's surprising and unexpected. But anyway,
there's some other movies that do that, where it's just halfway through, there's a genre switch.
From Dusk Till Dawn is the big one I could think of.
Yeah, true.
But that does it, like, I don't really particularly love that movie a lot, but I will say it's really good at slowly changing genres without you even noticing it's changing genres.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like, if you watch the end of that movie, and then the beginning of that movie, just, like, the first, like, 5 minutes and then the last 5 minutes, you're like, what the hell? This is, like, two completely
different
movies.
How do we get from this?
Yeah, how do we get from here to here? But then if you watch it all the way through, it's not jarring at all. It's like, okay, sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that they did that, but, like, it's a very smooth transition into the other genre. It starts out as, like, a, you know, crime thriller kind of thing, you know, because he kidnaps the family or whatever.
And then
it
becomes vampires.
Yeah, and then there's, like, a stupid B-movie vampire horror, like, action comedy thing. You yeah. know? It's like, what? How did that? Like, I don't know. It does it very subtly and good. So I'd say that one. I'm trying to think of other movies. There's not a whole lot that do it. It's hard to pull off.
Yeah.
You either need to have, like, a really hard cut where it's, like, one genre and then another, like, bam. But that's really hard to do without losing people. Or it needs to go, like, the Dusk Till Dawn route where it's, like, really subtly just shifts.
Yeah.
Into the other genre. I did not like Cloverfield Lane. Did you ever see that?
I saw Cloverfield, the monster movie.
So they made, like, a spinoff, I guess, to that. It's called Cloverfield Lane. It came out last year. And it's, like, the premise is cool, right? They're all, like, it's, again, it's, like, the something bad happened to the world, and no one knows what it is. And so this girl and this guy and this other guy are, like, locked in, like, someone's, like, nuclear bunker kind of thing, waiting it out.
Yeah.
And the guy that owns the bunker is, like, older, played by John Goodman. And he's like, oh, you can't go out there. It's like the end of the world. Like, it's terrible. Like, you don't want to go out there. It's like a plague and you'll just die immediately. And the other two people were, like, saved, rescued by him, but they don't really know the full extent of what's going on. So they're going to kind of have to just trust him. You know what yeah. I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like a cool, like, ooh, like, is John Goodman's character a good guy or a bad guy? We don't really know. Is he keeping us here against our will? Is outside really that bad? You know, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end of the movie, I don't want to spoil it, but it's like there's a very big twist in the end. And it kind of switches genres, like, a lot. And I just thought it was, like, it just tanked. It just, like, wow, this is stupid.
That's
like,
a shame.
If they ended really the cool. movie, like, 30 minutes earlier, I would have liked it a lot more. But they did some really bad thing. Like, it just really suddenly, like, changes gears. And I didn't care for it at all. So that's an example of a movie that kind of changes genres that I did not find that it was good. You might like it, but I did not
like it. I'm
gonna
watch it. That sounds really good, and I really like John Goodman.
It's a really cool premise. John Goodman is a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
He's good in everything. Have you seen Barton Fink?
That sounds what's that about?
You need to see Barton Fink. It's got John Turturro and John Goodman. And it's about a writer who moves to Hollywood to, it's in, like, the 30s or 20s or something like that. It's in the early, you know, 20th century.
Yeah.
And this, like, playwright from New York gets hired by a big Hollywood studio. You know, Hollywood's a really big thing in the 30s or 40s or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we want you, this famous playwright, to write for Hollywood. We'll give you a lot of money. He's like, okay, I'll do it. So he moves to Hollywood, and he stays. He doesn't have any housing because he moved really short notice. So they put him up in, like, this old, weird hotel that's not very well kept. And he has to, like, write this story for, like, movies that he, like, knows nothing about. Like, it's like a wrestling movie or something. And he doesn't know anything about that because he's just, like, a playwright that writes dramas or whatever. But he's tasked with writing this movie. And his, like, neighbor is John Goodman, who's, like, a traveling salesman. And he's, like, a really weird character. He's, like, a down-to-earth but weird character.
Yeah.
And anything saying anything more would completely spoil the movie. But suffice it to say that John Goodman has, like, an incredible... Like, his character is, like, amazing. Like, it's great.
I need to see that.
Just need to watch it. And, like, some crazy shit happens in this movie. Like, the first half is, like, okay, it's, like, a writer trying to deal with how to be successful in a very corporate, you know, capitalist world of Hollywood, you know. Like, the creativity versus profit kind of thing. And then it just goes...
versus art.
Yeah, and then it just goes off the rails. And it's like, what?
That anyway, sounds amazing. All right, that's cool. I've got two good John Goodman movies to watch.
Once you see that, I want to talk about that immediately because I saw
Let's go back to John Goodman after I watch those.
Yes, we should. Because, like, I saw that movie, like, way after it came out, so I didn't really have anyone to talk about it with. But it's a Coen Brothers movie, you know. So, it's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, watch that. Those are your two things. If you have to pick one, I would say watch Barton Fink over Cloverfield Lane. But, you know, you can watch them both. Okay. So, now that we talked about movies, I feel like... I don't know. I think that was a good conversation. Do you want to get into some Reddit questions or listener questions? Or what are you thinking here?
We have a listener question.
We have a very casual show today, I feel like. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Like, it feels very loose. I don't know.
It's a casual show. You can say it's casual.
Can I? Why?
Yeah.
Why can I say that? Because
it's casual.
Oh, is it always casual?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We are episode 40. We kind of just don't care anymore, right? We're just like, whatever.
Lordy, lordy.
If people want to listen, they'll listen. If they don't, hey, that's their prerogative. Lordy, lordy, look at me. I'm 40. Look at us. We're 40.
That's a very 40 attitude.
It is. It's like the Jimmy Buffett attitude.
Yeah, it's like, right? You know what? I've made it to 40.
just chill out from here on out, right?
Yeah.
We should have, like drinks every time. Just, like, I'll have a pina colada or something like that.
We should do it from, like, a really bad hotel pool.
Yes! Oh, that's a good...
Yeah. Like, it's not a pool you would choose to go to.
But. Podcasts by the pool, the Time Bet Show, poolside Time Bet Show.
Yes.
Would we be in separate pools? Like, would I be in a pool and you would be in a pool?
I'm imagining one of us is somehow in the water on a thing that you lay on.
But how is the microphone working then?
Very dangerously. We're 40, it doesn't matter.
Who cares? It's casual. Yeah. It's all casual here.
And then one of us is like on those chairs that have the backs that go up and down.
Yeah, like by the pool. By the pool.
Yeah.
So are we together or are we doing this like remotely still?
It's the same pool. We're at the...
Oh, we're at the... So we're like on vacation.
At the pool.
At the pool.
That's a very 40 vacation spot. A bad hotel pool. We went to, like, Reno or something.
I love this so much. Yeah. In 10 years, if we're still doing this, that's going to be the episode.
We're going down to Reno.
That should
actually
be...
I think Reno is up, but...
Mm, oh well. That should be, like, our 400th episode. I don't know if we'll be 40 by then. We definitely won't. Well, maybe we will. I would have to do some math. I don't think we will, though.
We won't.
But still, maybe the year we both turn 40, we do a special episode there at by the Reno poolside.
Yes.
Drinking, like, really bad tropical...
Well drinks.
Yeah, well.
Tropical,
yeah.
Well drinks.
In Reno. And, like, you know the motif of Reno is, like, it has, like, palm trees. It's, like, fake tropical. Like, it's in the desert. Just, like, yeah. It's, like, cheap Las Vegas, you know? So they're pretending that they're, like, subtropical or whatever. No, I like this idea a lot.
That's
yeah,
perfect.
It would be tough for me to record laying in the pool, though. Like, I would have to rig some kind of microphone thing.
Maybe, okay, you know those pools that aren't deep? You just, like, sit in them?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm in there.
Yeah, you're in there. Like, fuck you.
I'm, like, holding the microphone out of the water.
I'm imagining, you know those, like, bucket hats that are white?
Yes.
And you have, like,
I'm wearing one of those.
Yeah, you're wearing one of those.
But I'm holding the microphone, like, out of the water. Like, you know how, like men, like, 40-year-old men go in a pool and they have a beer, right?
Yes.
And they, like, have to, like, hoist their beer up because they don't want to get it wet, right?
Yes.
So they're, like, holding it above their shoulders. That's me with the microphone, right? And then yeah. Beer in the other hand.
And if you drop it, you die.
And I have sunglasses on, and I have, like, sunscreen on my face, but it's not rubbed in
rubbed
all the
in.
Way.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing, like, a tropical Hawaiian shirt, like, in the pool.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have one of those hats, the white ones. I think we have the exact same mental image of me.
But I'm pretty sure.
Like, we're on the...
I think we both had the exact same one as soon as we said, like,
we're on
the pool.
We're on the same page here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, look forward to that, the 40-year-old poolside episode of the Time Bet Show. It'll be a good one. It'll be very casual.
We can talk about birds.
We'll talk about... I mean, that's... The show's going to be all birds at that point, anyway.
Yeah.
So it'll just be people calling in... And then you'll give them bird advice, and I will be relaxing by the pool giving other bird advice. Alternative bird advice, we'll call it.
Yes.
So do we have any listener questions today? You said we had one.
We do. I think we do.
Yeah? What is it?
The question is, what do I do about this rash?
Oh, I would need to know more about said rash. It's kind of a gross question.
Is there a... Is there a solution that helps, like, all of the various different things that this could be?
Well, like bomb, right? Like
putting, what kind of bomb, though?
Like aloe bomb.
You put it on the rash.
Put it on the rash.
On the affected area.
Do you know what bomb is?
No.
Me neither.
I know like, what aloe is.
I know what aloe is too. It comes out of a plant. Like you can, I can see it. Like you can cut a plant and there's aloe right there. But balm is like a,
it's like thing. Wax.
No, it's not wax. It's like a.
Oh, I'm thinking of like lip balm.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like a balm, but you use it like to rub on your skin. It's like
for your rashes.
For like skin irritations, you know, stuff like that. It's a balm. It's a thing. I don't know what it is, though. Anyway, you get balm. Some balm. Generic Walgreens brand balm. And you rub it on your rash. So there you go. That was the answer. That's my answer.
Maybe do like you do... You know if you're making like a model and you're going to use this kind of glue or something on it and you want to try it on a little area first before you go whole hog?
Sure, before you... You know what I mean? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you should do that with the balm just to make sure you don't like... Something. If it's something's gonna go wrong, don't make it a big incident.
Don't. If something's going wrong, don't use all the balm.
Yes.
See, it rhymes.
That's good.
All advice should rhyme, in my opinion. So yeah, use balm, but go easy on the balm. Are you ready for Reddit?
Sure.
I am so ready for Reddit today. I have some good questions today.
All right, let's go.
Question number one: what do you not understand the appeal of? What do you have that everyone else likes, it seemingly, but you just don't? Nothing. You don't like that thing that everyone else likes.
That thing that everybody else likes.
What? Nothing? You got nothing for me?
Do you have something in mind?
Not really. I like everything else everyone likes.
Yeah, I kind of... I think if people like it, I usually like it, too.
I will say, like, a lot of TV shows, like, people like a lot of TV that I do not think is good at all.
I'm the same way with TV, but I do like some TV that I would understand if someone didn't.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not really judging. I'm just saying that. Pop music, I don't get that.
There's like... There's a few pop songs that I like.
Yeah.
They're pretty rare.
Memes, don't think they're funny 90% of the time.
Yeah, I think like 99% of the time for me.
I think it was funny in like 2006, right? Like right when like the internet really started to get going. Not get going, but like explode in popularity, right? Like I just graduated high school, memes were like this funny, goofy internet subculture joke. And now they're just everywhere, and they're just not funny at all.
Okay, here's the problem with memes. Just because someone else says something funny or does something funny doesn't mean if you do it, it'll be funny.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
They seem so, like, mass-produced now. Like yeah.
A meme is funny once, and then everybody else was like, if I post that, I'll be funny.
Or, like, if I put a different spin on that, it'll be funny. Yeah. But it's, like, it's the same template. It's the
same joke.
We've over and over again, like just in a different context. And it's just like, yeah. I don't care about that. And it loses its funniness, like, immediately. The other thing I don't get, since we're talking about memes, is, like, people will... What's the word I'm looking for? They'll take humor from some other source. Like, maybe there's a TV show or a movie or, a book or something that's funny. And they'll, like, you know, take, like, a GIF of that or, like, a screenshot of that portion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they'll, like, put text underneath it as if they're adding to the joke. Where in reality, they're just giving extra stupid things to this joke. And they're like, it's a meme. It's like, no, it's you posting an image of something funny and saying something unfunny underneath it.
Yeah, I think people do this a lot with GIFs and...
Yeah, they do it all the time. And it's just like, oh, here's a funny part of a TV show. Here's a GIF of that. And it's like, on its own, it's like, ha ha ha, I remember that scene, it's funny. And then they'll be like, here's a thing, you know, that's... It'll be like explaining the top of it. You know what I mean? It's dumb. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. That being said, some of them are okay, but a lot of them I see is just like, let's use this humor and create some new humor underneath it that's bad, that's in relation to the top, but it doesn't, like, doesn't get any, it doesn't go anywhere new, you know?
Yeah, I like to laugh at original humor, and if I've seen something, I usually can't laugh at something twice unless it's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Talking
Which is
about
why memes are not funny.
Talking about humor is hard, though, right?
It is.
It's different from anyone else. So that's what I don't get the appeal of. What superpower could someone have but not be aware they had it? That's interesting.
You can't die.
Ooh, like a Unbreakable kind of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, that was basically the plot of Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Like, we've already... M. Night has covered this one already.
That's a good one, though.
No, that is a good one, because he didn't know, and then he discovered it, and then he's like, oh, I can't die. If you had, like, good luck or bad luck power, like, you wouldn't really know that necessarily.
You might have an idea, but you would never be able to confirm it.
You would never know. Yeah.
That would be really annoying trying to confirm it. Like, am I just really unlucky?
Or am I really lucky?
Yeah. Know?
But I feel like lucky people don't know they're lucky, right?
No.
I think unlucky people definitely know they're unlucky. But I don't think lucky people know that. Like, if you're unlucky all the time, you probably said to yourself, God, why am I never lucky? You know?
Yeah.
But if you're lucky all the time, you're probably just wondering, man, I'm good at everything, you know? I'm just good at everything, you know? It's like a confirmation bias kind of thing. That's my opinion anyway. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you lucky or unlucky?
I would say I'm generally unlucky.
I think I'm neutral.
I'm occasionally lucky. Maybe it balances out. I have streaks. Let's put it that way, right? Like, I'll have a streak where I'm really unlucky, and then I'll have a streak where I'm really lucky.
Peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys, yeah. I would rather it be more level, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same.
You know, like... You got one unlucky thing happen to you, and then you got a lucky thing. But whenever I'm unlucky, I'm, like, unlucky, like, a lot. Like, it'll just boom, 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 boom. Like, whenever I, like, drop something or, like, make a mistake, then I will immediately after, like, spill something on myself, and then, like, I'll break something. Like, there'll just be this chain of events that happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time I was, like, making food, and I was making it in, like, a skillet, and I like... tried to, like, flip it over, whatever I was making needed to be flipped over, and it, like, fell off and, like, onto the floor. And so, like, I got, like, paper towels to clean it up, and I go to clean it up with the paper towels, but it's so hot that it, like, burned my hands through the paper towel.
And you had to throw it even further.
And then I did, like, a juggle thing with the thing, and so I, like, go to throw it into the trash can, and I'm trying to throw it because I want it out of my hands, and instead of going to the trash can, it falls on the floor and just, like, splashes everywhere, and it makes, like, even a bigger mess. And it, like, goes on the walls and everything. And now I have to, like, clean the walls. It was very complex. Like, it was a series of, like, four things that just happened the course of like 20 seconds. I don't know, but yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's my luck for you right there. I think it was like eggs or something. I don't remember.
So this is loosely related, but in criminology they profile people based on how at risk they are to run into a crime. Like, uh-huh. Someone who is, you know, who just goes to work every day and then goes home and doesn't really get involved mm-hmm. with anything is kind of a low risk to get involved in
crimes.
Sure,
because they're keeping themselves.
And someone who, you know, goes out and parties all the time and has a bunch of friends and mm-hmm. does all
they're
this
like
stuff.
Out every night.
Yeah, it might be at moderate or even high risk for crimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of that way for bad things happening.
Like, I'm a high risk for bad things happening.
Is yeah, like, you might... It might balance out. Like, you might have, like, a lot, you know, some really good things and some really bad things, but you're high variance.
Right. So, like, there's a good chance that a sequence of bad things is going to happen to me at any given moment, pretty sickly.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fun. It's, let me tell you, it's fun to do. I don't know. What was something I was going to say about that? I forgot what it was. Yeah. I just get unlucky sometimes.
Yeah,
it's fine. Don't.
It's a lifestyle. It's
yeah. Good. It's fun. Sometimes when I'm like in midst of being unlucky, I'm like I'm like laughing almost to myself at how ridiculously unlucky this is. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah. I'm mad, but like, it's also funny. You know what I mean? Like I'm pretty sure once like I dropped, like I threw it at the trash and it splattered. Like, I started laughing. Like, I was mad, but I was like, this is, how does this happen to me? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Why? You know? So I don't know. You just got to find humor in that kind of stuff sometimes. Yeah. You'll go insane. Okay, this is a complicated one. You get $1 million every month for the next 5 years. But once a month, every 24 hours, you become the world's most wanted person, and you get a 3-hour notice before the 24 hours starts. What would you do, and how would you avoid being caught? This is a very complicated question.
Wait, okay, I missed how often I'm becoming the world's most wanted.
So you get $1 million every month for the next 5 years, but once a month, for 24 hours, you become the world's most wanted person. And you get like a 3-hour window before it begins.
Okay.
What would you do? You have $1 million every month. You know, this is important. When you get $1 million. Let's just say you get $1 million in the beginning of every month.
Yeah, you get it on the first.
So, like, you have that $1 million to spend on, you know, not getting caught.
So the first thing you want to think about is location.
Location.
Do you want to go in a busy city, or do you want to live in a remote place?
I think I would go to that Reno pool.
You know? Oh.
Right?
Wait, that might be a really good idea.
Is it, though? Is it?
Because, I mean, who's going to look
in Reno
there?
Right? They'd be like, oh, he probably went to... To, you know,
in a bunker in Belize. The middle of the Montana.
Or in a bunker. Or he's like somewhere tropical that we can't touch, like, you know, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on like a tropical island or something, you know.
It's like, there's no way he went to Reno.
They wouldn't even consider that as
and
like a
possibility. And stayed in a bad hotel.
Yeah, they wouldn't even consider that. The beauty of Reno is like, I don't know anyone in Reno. I don't want to know anyone in Reno.
I don't think anybody knows anybody.
Nobody knows. Like, there's no attachments, right?
And
like,
no one cares about anybody.
Yeah, like, the first places they look is like, okay, check his relatives and friends. Like, where do they live? Maybe staying with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you check, like, okay, what kinds of places would he go hide out in? And Reno doesn't fit any of those criteria.
No.
It's far from any people, any family or friends I know. I think we're kind of onto something here.
Yeah, you just have to be a bad tourist in Reno. Go to, like, bad casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spend a lot of money. Just, like...
Just spend a decent amount of money.
Yeah, spend, like, $1,000 and get sad when you lose it.
Yeah, per... Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's really smart, because, right, like, you go to Reno, you rent a bad motel, you know, and then you just gamble for 24 hours. Like, really low-risk gambling. Yeah. And, like, the cops aren't going to know you're going to be gambling. They're going to think you're, like, hiding away somewhere.
Yeah.
And then it blows over, and then you go back to your regular life. And maybe you win some money, right? Maybe you don't, but whatever.
Yeah, worst case scenario, I mean, you're going to make some of it back. It's kind of like laundering your money a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, it's good. It's a good idea because if you're chilling in Reno, you're just gambling the whole time. You're not out on the streets, you know? You're just hanging out. And they're not going to really look at you.
Yeah, and no one's going to... People come and go from Reno. That's, like, what people do. No one lives there.
No one's paying attention to you. You get, like, a bus, too. You take, like, a bus there.
Yeah.
You pay in cash. You take a Greyhound to Reno, and you pay in cash.
Take a Greyhound to Reno, and you have, like, a tweed suitcase, and you wear the Hawaiian, and, like...
It sounds like the plot of a movie or something. Right?
Yeah.
Made in the 90s. Like, someone just killed someone. It's like, what are you doing? I'm taking the Greyhound to Reno.
Taking a Greyhound to Reno.
And you have, like, a duffel bag or something. Yeah, or a tweed suitcase. You have one of those cool hats. Yeah, that's what I would do.
It's a good answer.
Is your answer similar to that?
Yeah.
Answers as well.
We could both go.
Wait, that's what we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
When we turn 40, that's what's going to happen. We'll do bird talk in Reno by the poolside while we're wanted for something. Who knows what it would be.
We need to take a Greyhound, though. That's important.
I've always wanted to take a Greyhound, but I've never done it. I've always been scared. Why do I need... Like, you don't really need to, but I kind of want to. I don't know.
It takes, like, a week to get anywhere.
I know. it's kind of the same obsession I have with, like, taking a train somewhere. Like, I don't know why I want to, but I just want to know what it's like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people did that all the time back in the
day. We should seriously consider taking a Greyhound somewhere sometime.
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm serious, because I think that would be really fun.
Where would we go, though?
Reno. Where is Reno? Is it?
I think it's in Nevada, like near Las Vegas, but not right, not next to it or anything.
Okay, that's kind of like, far from where I live.
It's like the cheap Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what's a place we could go like halfway, a Greyhound. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We'll find somewhere.
We'll figure something out.
Well, we need to find like the Eastern Seaboard's Reno, right?
Just New Jersey.
That's Atlantic City. Yeah, I just thought of that. So yeah, I don't know. Greyhounds, I don't know. They don't. I kind of want to, but at the same time, you kind of don't, you know?
You know what we were just talking about with, you know, putting yourself at high risk for unlucky things?
That's a high risk right there.
Your variance is going to go up a lot if you take a Greyhound
to Reno. If you take a Greyhound, yes, you will. Especially to Reno.
Yeah.
Like, the minute you step through this threshold of the bus, yeah, like, to Reno, you're like, well, here it goes.
This is the world of the Greyhound bus to Reno.
Do you think there's like a Greyhound enthusiasts club out there? You know, that people really like taking the Greyhound buses. You think?
There's train people.
Yeah, but do you think there's people out there like, oh, every weekend I get on a Greyhound, I go somewhere new?
I don't know about every weekend, but probably.
The Greyhound Riders Club. I mean, it's not that expensive. Like,
it's really cheap.
$20 to go like across the country or something ridiculous. But, I mean, it takes a long time, and you have to sit on a bus for, like, 24 hours with a bunch of people that you don't know that are probably
with a man that's drinking wine out of a bag, and, like, a lady that might give birth.
And a man in a tweed suit that's escaping the law. Yeah, it's scary. All right, we'll do that, though. That could be, we were talking about 30th birthday last week. Remember going to the mall?
Oh, yeah.
40th is Greyhound to Reno. And then just chilling there for like a day. That's the saddest birthday I've ever heard.
That's the coolest. That's a cool birthday. Are you kidding?
Is it though? Is it
yes.
Really? We both do it. Like, you do.
Do you know how much fun that would be?
You say that now, but I feel like once we got on the bus and sit down, we'd be like, all right.
You go, no, we've made a mistake.
Or, like, I would turn to you and be like, well, what now? And you'd be like, I don't know. It's supposed to be fun. And then we're like, well, I'm going to bed. Good night. You know. Yeah. So, both of the birthdays, we'll do it for both. So, we can do mine first and find how terrible it is. And then we'll go with yours. What parts of action movies do we never see? Action movies are always action, you know, action and plot, character development. What do you not see in an action movie?
You know, I would say people using the restroom, but that actually happens a lot in action movies.
Yeah. Does it?
It does.
Well, the main characters never go into the bathroom, though. It's always the bad guys, right?
And yeah, and he gets caught.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, I got you in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a good place to sneak up to someone, right? Like, if I had to sneakily take out someone, it'd be like while they're going to the bathroom. They're not going to expect it.
Yeah, know? I don't know if it's... Yeah, it's GoldenEye, where he's in the vents in the bathroom, and he gets the guy. Yeah.
You know, I remember that, because in the video game, you do the exact same
thing. Yes, it's part of the second mission.
You, like, open the vent, and then you shoot the guy in the head while he's on the toilet.
Yeah.
And you fall down. I always thought that was, like, the coolest thing.
That was
the in the world. Thing. I was like, this is the coolest video game.
And you had to be quiet. If you made too much noise, the guards would come. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had your silenced gun or whatever, and you'd like open the vent, and you're like, pew, and then you jump down.
And you know, so, if you were playing on an easier difficulty, you could probably just take your assault weapon and just go and blow, spray blow, blow, and just run. And
no one would hear you.
No one
would hear you. The assault rifle in that game, the AK-47 always looked like a cigar to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was shaped like a cigar. I always called it the cigar gun.
It's a brown cylinder that emits fire.
But it was really like an AK or something, you know? Yeah. But yeah, it looked like a cigar. And the gun models in that game were really weird. Like, they did not really look like the actual guns.
No.
Because it's N64, but at the same time, like, I feel like they erred on the side of, like, let's overdo it, you know, in the ridiculousness. Yeah, anyway, so I guess you do see bathroom in action movies. You don't really see reloading a whole lot.
No.
Especially for the bad guys. You'll see it for, like, the heroes occasionally.
They tend to reload at the end of a scene.
Mm-hmm. They'll be like, I'm done. Reload time. But the bad guys, you almost never see them reloading. They're just constantly shooting.
Yes.
Which is weird. I don't know. Also, you never see, like, the good guys, like, driving to and from the place that they're, like, going to. Like, there's never any travel. I mean, there is a little, but there's only travel if, like, you're seeing them travel. Like, something cool is going to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of times in action, it's like, all right, let's go find this guy. And they're like, all right, we got to go up these 100 flights of stairs. And they're like, okay. And then it, like, cuts to the top of the stairs. Yeah, or whatever. It's like, all right. Which, I mean, it makes sense. I wouldn't want to see that in my action movie, but still.
Yeah, that would kind of ruin the pacing a little bit.
No, it would not. Okay, I have a few more questions, but I want to get into some of yours. So I'll do one first, and then I feel like it's going to segue into yours.
Okay.
Okay, what is the most disgusting thing you've witnessed someone do in public? I think you were asked this already.
We had one where it was the most disgusting one that they did at your house.
We had another one where you were at, like, a library and someone spit in a jar or something. I was
immediately just going to talk about that.
Let's not talk about that again. How about that?
That's fine.
Let's just skip this whole question because we've heard your terrible, terrible, disgusting stories. So you know how I'm like a magnet for unlucky things?
Yes.
You apparently have a gift for being near people that do disgusting things. That are just things.
Gross.
Yeah, so congratulations with that. So let's get into some of your questions then.
Okay. Something weird is happening to me. I keep finding long, blonde, female hair in my apartment, but I live alone. I even moved 3 times.
What?
That's the last part of that question is the real kicker.
What? Is there any more to the question than that?
That's the question. That's the first one.
That's scary.
He keeps finding long, blonde, female hair.
So first of all, maybe he's blonde and he just has long hair. But it doesn't sound like it, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's what's happening here.
You could have a cat, right?
Long, blonde, female hair. That's a weird cat.
A roommate.
doesn't specify that. Does he go to Yahoo Answers freaking out about
roommate? He wouldn't.
You know?
I think he's crazy is what I think.
It says he even moved 3 times.
Maybe he's haunted by a blonde ghost.
That's what I was thinking.
Was that your call?
Yeah, he's haunted.
By the blonde ghost.
Yeah. It says he even moved 3 times, so he's being followed by the blonde
ghost. So it's a poltergeist, right? Isn't that what it's called? Or no? What's the one that's attached to, like, the victim?
I'm not sure.
I think it's a poltergeist.
Poltergeist is the trickster one that plays pranks on you.
Yeah. I think it's a poltergeist. He's being followed by it, right? Like, wherever he goes. Because if your house is haunted, you move away. It's, you know, it's fine. It's still haunted, but you're not in it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, people never do that in haunted house movies.
Why do they never do that?
Never just leave.
There's like, let's stay here. It's like, why are you staying there? Leave, you know? The only movie they leave is Poltergeist. They leave, but... like the husband and wife stay to like fix it, and then they like kids you leave,
you know,
go stay with your family or something, or your grandma or whatever. But in all the other ones, like in all the Paranormal Activity movies, have you seen those? Right?
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're like, oh, something terrible's happening in the house, and they're like, what do we do? And they're like, I don't know. And then they're like, let's go to
cameras.
and then they're like, no, let's go to sleep. And it's like, what? What are you? You just got like thrown across the room, and you're setting up cameras and going to sleep, like. You're making no sense. Like, leave the house. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. If you're getting attacked by ghosts, that's your cue to leave the place you're getting attacked by ghosts. Like,
if you're getting attacked by anything, ants, burglars, ghosts.
Get out of there.
Get out of there.
But they, like, love to stay. I don't understand why. They're, like, really attached to the house or something. Or, like, they always use an excuse, like, they always just bought it, too. That's another thing, right?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that in horror movies? They're like, oh, we're just moving into this new house. So, like, when it's haunted, they're like, oh, we can't move out.
And it was so cheap.
We can't move out. We can't move out because we bought it. You know, we own it. We got to make this work, honey. We've traveled so long for you to be, like, a writer in this small town, right? Yes. Like, that's every horror movie ever.
Yes.
You know, we got to make this new place work.
And like, the kids, they hate it. They're like, this is
the worst.
Yeah.
There's nobody I know here. I don't have any friends. And then the dad's like, it'll be fine. This is the best for our family. And then the mother starts seeing ghosts. And she's like, John, I saw a ghost. He's like, you're just maladjusted or whatever. And then he like drinks some whiskey.
You're under a lot of emotional stress.
Right, emotional stress. And then like halfway through the film, like the job that he moved for, like, it like falls through a little bit. It's like, yeah, the book deal kind of fell through, but I think we're going to make it work still. And then she's like, John, but I saw so many more ghosts and the kids are afraid now. And he's like, I don't believe you. And then, you know, it keeps happening. And then eventually he sees the ghost too. But instead of leaving, he's like, let's fight the ghost, you know, or whatever.
We got to protect our land.
Got to protect the family. We just bought this house. And that's like every horror movie.
If you were being attacked by ghosts, would you leave?
Yes, I would leave.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Don't you want to be attacked by ghosts?
Well, no. Not do you?
I mean, sort of. Wouldn't that be cool?
But you would leave before they did you any harm, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, okay. Let's say that you have, like, the stereotypical first night in the horror house experience. Like, there's something falls or, like, there's noises or whatever.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave right away, right?
No, I would investigate.
Yeah.
But if, like, I got thrown across a room, like in Paranormal Activity, I'd be like, I'm out.
Okay, yeah, it's time to go.
Time to leave. Like, I'm out. But they always do that in every horror movie, though. That's, like, that... What I just said is that's, like, the plot of every horror movie.
Yeah.
It's so predictable. It's annoying. Anyway, that was a good question, though. The answer is he's haunted by a blonde ghost. That's
clear. Yes.
Clearly. To fix that... Ooh, you take the hair, right? You put it in like a witchcraft bowl.
Yeah.
And then you burn it.
You need to hire a private contractor. Get you a good witch.
Witches are us.
Yeah.
1-888 witch.
You gotta look in the phone book.
Under W.
Don't go cheap. Don't
That would be like a bad thing to get like a discount witch, you know?
Yeah.
Like you wanna get the best. You know? Yeah.
No, the deal is like second time is 50% off. You don't want that one. You want
or like to work the 2-for-1 witch.
2-for-1.
I'll exercise 2 houses for the price of 1 house. Or whatever. Like, or your neighbor gets a deal. Or they have like a referral bonus or something.
30-day money back guarantee.
Witches are us. That could... I don't know. That could work. That could be
a... got us some witches. A business.
.biz. That could work. You got like a... It's like a psychic hotline kind of thing, but with witches.
Yeah. Right? They'll do a spell for you.
And you play like a flat fee to like call them. And then what they do is like, you know, the price goes up depending on how complicated it is.
How do they bill you? Is it like hourly or... No, yes. I'm serious.
Let's no, it would be hourly, I think. I think they would have an hourly rate.
You know, like, let's say they have to do like the basic witch ritual. What if they have to bring the out
basic?
Yeah. What if they have to bring out the advanced witch ritual? I mean, it might take the same amount of time, but
well, I mean, then they do it like what like they do with like a plumber, right? He's like, "All right, well, your problem is that I did the thing and it didn't work, so we're going to need to get you a new Johnson rod here, and that's going to cost an extra $150 or whatever." And so the witch is the same thing. She's like, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like parts and labor.
Yeah, parts and labor. Yeah. Hourly rate's the same, but like parts and labor. Yeah. Like she's probably got to have like, you know, toad's tongue and like
camel's like chickens.
Hoof,
yeah.
You know, like that stuff's not free. Like that's cost to her, you know. So yeah, it's parts and labor. You know, you're like going to a mechanic or something.
Yeah.
Or a plumber, I think, is the best.
Yeah, analog. Because you know, even plumbers, you have like apprentices and journeymen and masters. Yeah,
exactly, master plumber. You know, some of the problems are really complicated, and they have to call, like, their supervisor, like, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, all right, we'll call the head witch, you know, and they're like, I'm here, you know. And maybe they're, like, more expensive or something, right?
Yeah, they're a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it would be like, it would basically function like a plumbing service. It could, the business could do both, honestly. Like, it could just be, like, witches and plumbing.
Witches and plumbing. Yeah. Your plumbing might be haunted.
Maybe the witches are also plumbers. They do both. They like have dual degrees.
You call the witch because your I don't know, like your toilet is vomiting blood or something. Or the witch is like, no, you've just got a loose Johnson valve. I can fix that though.
It's like you may think that you have a ghost, but in reality, you just got a Johnson valve, and then she like pulls out like some tools and then goes to work.
Yeah.
That would be useful though, because I mean some bathroom related things sound like they're poltergeisty, but they're actually just like plumbing.
Actually, yeah, you're just bad plumbing.
Like a lot of noises you'll hear in your walls. You're like, what is that? Right? Like, what is that? And it's like you think it's a ghost, but in reality, like it could literally be your plumbing, your like pipes rattling and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I'm, like, being completely serious here.
No, I've had these problems. Yeah.
Like, this is a real thing. So I feel like the witch slash plumber, it just makes sense, right? And then also, your toilet, in the middle of the night, it can fill. It can empty water and fill.
The water can do the fill.
Yeah, thing. It goes on and off. And a lot of people are like, oh, my toilet's haunted. It's like, no, it's just your plumbing. And that's what the witch slash plumber is like. That's what they live for. You know, they come out and they're like, well, I just need to make sure your toilet isn't haunted. Okay, it's just plumbing. And then they put their plumbing hat on and trade out their witch hat for their plumbing
hat. For their plumbing hat.
And then, boom, they go to work. I think this is a bang-up idea right here.
This is a great business.
I really do.
Call for a free consultation. We'll check for hauntings and
plumbing issues at the same time.
At the same time.
And they'll check for, like, haunting stuff first, because, like, that's the more pressing matter, right?
Yeah, if it's haunted, you don't want to be messing around with trying to do plumbing stuff.
But, yeah, I think, so they're both certified. I just thought of, you probably can't get certified as a witch. But they're certified plumbers, and then they have, like, witch something. They have some level of certification, internal certification, right?
I am sure that there's some sort of witch
certification,
accreditation
program,
like, you know, body. I don't know if they unionize, but
the International Witch Conference or something like that.
Yeah, right.
The International Witch, the Witching Conference of Witches. So they're plumbing and witches. Witches and plumbing. The business would probably be called Witches and Plumbing. That's too basic.
Witches and plumbing, yeah.
That's fine.
We've got haunts and leaks. Or, like, ghosts. Ghosts and... I don't know.
What's like a plumbing word that starts with a G? Ghosts and gas pipes or something like
that. I wish I could think of a good name for this because it's such a good idea.
It is a really good idea. It really is.
Plumbing. Pipes and poltergeists.
Oh, you got it. You did it. Oh, that is fantastic. Pipes and poltergeists. That's perfect.
Call Pipes and Poltergeists. Free consultation. 30-day money-back guarantee. No hauntings.
Yep. And then they have, like, a bunch of witches standing there. It's kind of like a Ghostbusters commercial. They have witches standing there.
And you've got a witch, and she's wearing the witch hat, but she's got the plumber hat in her hand, and she's got a wrench and a wand.
And a wand in each hand. One hand has a wrench. One has a wand. What if they had, like, a hybrid?
Oh, the wrench and a... Because you might need both in the same application.
The wand...
Right? Yeah. You know, sometimes it could be haunting and plumbing problems at the same time. You don't want that.
Maybe the ghost is causing plumbing problems. Yes. Like, the ghost has backed up your pipes. And, like, you gotta get rid of the ghost, but at the end of the day, the pipes are still backed up.
Yeah, I mean, you still need a new Johnson rod. Right.
Exactly. You still gotta drain the Johnson valve and all that stuff. All right, what else you got?
All right, this is All right, brace yourself for this one.
I'm ready.
Why did my boyfriend pee?
What? Oh, don't do this question. I don't want to do this question.
Are you sure?
Is this the question? Is this the question? I think it is.
It's about, all right, it's like a paragraph of explanation, but the premise is this couple has gone hiking.
Sure.
And the boyfriend needs to use the restroom.
I'll stop you when I get at a bad place. How about that?
And he relieves himself behind a tree.
Sure.
And she screams at him and is very angry about this and doesn't know why he did it.
Oh, that's it? Oh, that wasn't that bad. Okay.
That's pretty bad.
I thought it was going to be grosser.
No.
Well, to be fair, you gotta go. When you gotta go, you gotta go, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what is he supposed to do in that situation? Right?
So who's wrong in this situation?
I don't think anyone's wrong, really. I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, the alternative could be a lot worse than what he did.
I mean, maybe he didn't ask, and he's just like, he didn't even say anything, he's just like, just did it, you know.
It says that he said something, and that he said he wouldn't be able to wait.
Well, then, I mean, there you go. That's explanation enough. When you have to go, you gotta go. I mean, you can't hold that in.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. That's my take on it. What, do you have a different take?
I have the same take. I wouldn't get mad at someone for this, though.
I mean, if you gotta pee, go pee.
It's right. Fine. Everybody
we're
does.
We're all
it.
Humans. We gotta pee sometimes. Everybody pees.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes you have to go really bad. I drank like a gallon of water today. I was peeing like every 5 minutes. Like, I'm not mad at myself for that. It's just something that happens, you know?
Nobody got mad at you.
No one got mad. No one's like, Chris, why are you peeing so much? I was like, don't worry about it. If someone did that, actually, someone did get mad at me for peeing a lot once. I was in a movie theater. And at the beginning of the movie, I had to go to the bathroom. And the movie didn't start yet. It was like opening, the trailers were starting, right?
Right.
So I go up and I go to the bathroom, you know? And I like have to scooch by this guy that's sitting next to me. And I clearly have to pee because I drank a big thing of Coke right in the theater. And so I come back and right when I sit down, the movie starts. And then like 45 minutes into the movie, maybe an hour, halfway, I have to pee again because this is a giant like thing of soda that I have. Yeah. And the guy literally like looks to me and he's like, God, why I have to pee so much? Like he got really mad that I had to pee again. And I didn't say anything. I just kept walking. But yeah, so that was the one time someone's got mad at me for going to the bathroom.
I don't think anybody's ever gotten mad at me.
I guess I can understand. I mean, I'm interrupting his movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but I mean, I have to go. What am I going to do? Would he prefer to me to do it in my cup or something and like give it to him? Like, hold this.
Be like, here.
Have this. Hey, you want the rest of my soda? Like, no, I'm not going to do that, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know why people get mad at that, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
what were we talking about? Sorry, I forgot.
There was a lady who was mad at her boyfriend because he had to pee.
Here's a great, great, great question. How did people discover what animals can be tamed and which ones cannot?
I know what the funniest answer is.
What is the funniest answer?
Trial and error.
That is the first thing I thought of too. Like, how is there any other way to do it other than trial and error?
Be like, oh, let's give it a shot.
Like, this horse looks like it could be ridden, and they're like, well, let's give it a shot. And like, oh, that worked really well. And then they're like, this lion looks like it could get ridden. Like, all right, let's give it a shot. And like, oh, that was a bad idea.
That didn't work the way we wanted it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just interesting because, you know, the domesticated animals, we've kind of just come to accept, like, okay, horses and dogs and cats. Some species of birds can only be domesticated. And then other things like lions and tigers and bears. And sharks and stuff like that can't.
I have an actual answer.
All right, what do you got?
So I think the animals that got domesticated have uses and the outside of their domesticated use, like outside of being companions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like cats, for example, domestic cats originated, I think, in the Middle East, all from one species of cat that people would take onto ships to kill rats. Like, they didn't have them there to be friends or companions or whatever. They were just there to kill rats.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time,
they had a purpose.
Yeah, over time, they just got more and more acclimated to being around humans, I think.
Hmm.
I think it's the same for dogs. Like, they were bred for, you know, protection.
Sniffing or stuff.
Yeah, sniffing or hunting.
Hunting, probably, yeah.
Yeah, and over time, they just got okay with us.
Mm. Yeah, but, like, how do you choose the animals for doing stuff, though, right?
I guess you just kind of try to see what animals do.
So and then, it's still trial and error, really.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, like, owls. Owls can kill rats, but we
don't
have domesticated owls.
Oh, I would love for a domesticated owl. That would be awesome. Wouldn't that be cool if you had an owl pet you could command to, like, murder mice or something?
That would be great.
Go! And then he's like, go! And then, like, gets it, and then it brings it back to you, and they're like, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there are other most mammals can hunt, but we chose dogs.
Yeah, for some reason. It's just weird. I don't know. I don't get it. Okay, I think I'm ready for trivia.
Okay.
Do you want to do trivia?
Yes.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Howdy, folks. It's Bat Snacks here, and I'm here to host you some trivia.
Woo! Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, I have a new idea for a lifeline.
Oh, really?
So, you can choose from the following lifelines.
Okay.
5-second Google.
What do you got?
10-second Bing. 30-second Yahoo. 40-second Ask.com.
Okay.
Monty Hall, 50-50, Ask a Rando, and Phone a Friend.
Okay. What is Ask.com? Is that even a thing anymore?
I was fixing someone's computer today, and they had Ask.com as their homepage.
Is that, like, Ask Jeeves or whatever?
I don't know what it is, but you can try to use it.
I'm going to use it. I'm doing it. All right, Ask.com. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
All right, I'm doing Ask.com. I'll do Phone a Friend.
Okay.
And I'll do Monty Hall. It's pretty classic, but, you know, whatever.
So. All right, your first category is...
Mm-hmm.
Animals.
I'm going to go to ask.com really quick just to see what it is. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Which of these is not a dolphin movie?
Okay.
A. Beneath the Blue. B. Dolphin Boy. C. Dolphin Tale. Or D. The Year of the Dolphin.
Oh, God.
One of those is not a dolphin movie.
I feel like Dolphin Boy is going to definitely be a dolphin movie. Just my thoughts. And then we had Beneath the Blue,
mm-hmm.
which sounds like a dolphin movie, but doesn't have dolphin in the title like the other movies.
True.
You know? And then we had, what was it? Dolphin...
Dolphin Tale.
Dolphin Tale. That sounds pretty dolphin-y.
And then The Year of the Dolphin.
The Year of the Dolphin. So I feel like that might be a movie about not dolphins. Because it's like, oh, it's the year of the dolphin, like the year of the tiger and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
like
blah.
A zodiac critter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think my two would be Beneath the Blue and Year of the Dolphin as like the two that I think might not be.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to use my Monty Hall on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in... I'm going to lock in Dolphin Tale. Because I think that one's definitely about dolphin.
All right. The answer is either C, Dolphin Tale, or D, The Year of the Dolphin.
Okay. I'm going to definitely go with The Year of the Dolphin. Final answer.
D, The Year of the Dolphin is not a movie. Wait, so you're what? Correct.
Oh, it's not a movie? Oh, whew.
Yes. You're correct.
Okay, so this is like a trick question then, huh?
Yeah. Which of these is not a dolphin movie? Yeah. Oh,
so it wasn't even a movie, period.
No. Day of the Dolphin is the movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So there is a movie called Something of the Dolphin.
Yeah, I just changed it to Year.
Year sounds like it could be like a... So is Day of the Dolphin about dolphin?
Yes, it's a dolphin movie.
Oh, damn. So Year of the Dolphin sounds like it's a movie, like, not about dolphin. It's like a drama about, like, a guy... like that moves to like Florida, like Florida.
Yeah, like, it's like loosely related to, yeah, to dolphins.
And he like buys a house like out on the property, and he like sees dolphins every day, but like they're not really integral to the plot. He just sees them, and like, yeah, he's trying to like figure out what to do with his life.
Maybe he doesn't even see dolphins. Like, in, at the ending scene of the movie, the dolphin jumps over the boat or something.
Oh, he meets a girl, right? And yeah, she's like, oh, I love the dolphins out here. Have you ever seen him? And he's like, no, I've never seen him. And she's like, you haven't? And they go out to try to see dolphin. Oh, can't, okay, see him. Can't see him at all. And then, like, he's like, I just don't know what to do with my life. Like, I used to be an accountant, and now I just, I lost my job, and I don't know what to do anymore. And she's like, you'll figure something out. And then, like, in the end of the movie, like, they fall in love. And, like, yeah, he still doesn't know what to do with his life, but he's, like, on the right path. And then, mm-hmm, like, they're on the, like, the boardwalk, and they're, like, holding hands, walking along the beach at night.
Yeah, that's where they met.
Yeah, and then a dolphin just comes up and surfaces. Yeah. And then, cut to black, that's the end of the movie.
Perfect.
The dolphin. Academy Award winner right there.
Yeah. Starring Ryan Gosling and...
Blake Lively. I don't know.
Ryan Gosling is such a Year of the Dolphin actor.
He is. That would totally be. That would be. That would be the year. That would be Year of the Dolphin for sure. Ryan Gosling is 100% of that movie. Like 100% in that,
yeah, movie. Okay. Yeah. Your next category is also animals.
All right.
In the United States, which breed of dog is commonly known as a firehouse dog?
Hmm.
Is it, okay, A, a yellow lab, B, a black lab, C, a Dalmatian, or D, a golden retriever?
I know this 100% already.
Yeah.
The correct answer is Dalmatian.
C.
I have no idea. Final answer.
Yes, that's correct.
I have no idea why it's Dalmatian.
Why? All right, so I feel like this is really common knowledge, but I don't think it is.
Hmm.
Like.
What?
I think if you were born in the southern United States between, mm-hmm, the years of 1985 and 1990, then, mm-hmm, you know the answer to this question. But otherwise, you might not.
Really? Is that true? You think so?
I think it's a cultural thing.
Hmm. I don't know. I've always just associated Dalmatians with firehouses. I do not know why. I'm going to use ask.com to find out the answer to this question. Wow, ask.com is a weird website.
I mean, Dalmatians are not very friendly dogs.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a long explanation. I can't get into it right now. So we'll find out later. We'll tweet like an article about it later, and you can look it up.
Why Dalmatians are the firehouse dog.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Yeah, I don't know if people know that. I thought it was common knowledge because I knew it, but
I wonder if in other countries they have firehouse dogs and if they're Dalmatians.
Well, they'd be like Shih Tzus or something.
I don't know if a Shih Tzu would be a good fire dog.
I don't know either. Yeah. A Bull Mastiff. All right, next question.
All right. Ceres is a dwarf planet that lies between the orbits of which two planets in our solar system?
A dwarf planet
that lies between the orbits of two big planets in our solar system.
Ceres, C-E-R-E-S?
Yes. Is it A, Mercury and Venus, B, Mars and Jupiter, C, Jupiter and Saturn, or D, Saturn and Uranus?
I'm going to use ask.com for this one.
That's the perfect ask question.
Isn't it?
Yes.
All right, I'm at ask.com. I haven't typed anything in yet. Let me know when I can ask.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, begin your search.
Ceres, planet between two planets. I have a whole 40 seconds. I feel like I'm swimming in time right now. Ceres, dwarf planet. I'm at the Wikipedia page.
Already?
Yeah. Ask.com is quick. I have moments to spare. Mars and Jupiter is the correct answer.
B, Mars and Jupiter is the correct answer.
Man, ask.com is a good site. Like, that
you didn't
so
have to
crazy.
Wade through a million
advertisements. No, it was so easy. There's like no ads. It's just like, that's it. There's an ad at the bottom. I might like this more than Google.
I might need to change my primary search engine.
That person that you thought was just like old school, just they just know. They know.
They
the
actually
secret.
Know.
Like, yeah, that was the easiest search. Like, that was so easy. Ceres, planet. It was just like, boom, Wikipedia's first result, done. It was faster than Bing, for sure. And it was easier than Yahoo. So, I mean, it's definitely up there with Google. That's wild.
And that's been your review of the Ask.com search.
And that's been my review of Ask.com. Did I get 3 out of 3? I think I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
You had an idea for, like, some segment in the show. Did you want to talk about that before we finish the show?
Maybe next time. It would take time to explain. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have one more question for you before we wrap up.
Okay.
All right. Should I buy a gaming laptop from Costco? I don't know why I find this one so funny, but I do.
I mean, I don't see why not.
You think it's safe? Do you think they know what they're talking about over there at Costco?
They probably have the same laptops as anywhere else.
But, like, you go into Best Buy, and you're like, hey, I want a gaming laptop. They're like, what do you want? And they're like, I want something with, you know, 12 gigs of RAM. Or that's a little big for a laptop. I want something with 8 gigs of RAM. And they're like, all right, this is the 8 gig RAM model. It's got a, you know, GTX whatever, whatever, whatever. And you're like, cool, I'll take that one. You go into Costco, you do that, and they'll be like, the bread is over that way. You know, like,
if you want a lot of chicken,
we can get it for you. Do you want 20 pounds of chicken for $59.99? Then you've come to the right place.
Okay, you know? I think if you know exactly what you want, then looking at Costco might actually be a good idea.
Could save you money.
Yeah, because somewhere like Best Buy, they're going to charge you full retail. You're not getting any deals. That's like, true. You're paying the most you will pay anywhere at Best Buy. But Costco, like, no one's going to go buy a laptop at Costco.
I like how you're, like, you're rationalizing that this is a good idea, but then you say, but no one's going to buy a laptop
like, at no, Costco. That no one's going to go buy a laptop at Costco.
No, no one
but
is.
But maybe that's why... You know.
Why what? Why it's a good
why
idea to
buy
a laptop?
Buy your laptop.
So did this guy like stumble into some really smart thing to do here?
Well,
buying your laptop at Costco?
Like Walmart, for example, has really cheap laptops, much cheaper than you would get at Best Buy, and sure. They're pretty much the same laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Costco, there's something to that.
Costco's probably even cheaper because you have to have a membership to shop at Costco.
Yes.
So you're even gonna get a better deal
than Walmart.
Budget gaming laptops. It just feels weird to buy a gaming laptop at Costco.
But like, all right, so I wouldn't buy a desktop at Costco.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
So a laptop, though, usually with laptops, there will be a name brand manufacturer like Asus or whatever, like
yeah,
Republic
yeah,
of
yeah.
Gamers. They have like lines of laptops. They're the same no matter where you buy them.
True. So if you get the one at Costco, yeah. As long as you confirm it's the right brand, it's the right model, boom, you're done.
If you find that Asus laptop that you really want at Costco, it's probably going to be cheaper than Best Buy.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're absolutely
or
right.
Or they might have really bad HP laptops or like Toshiba or, you know, some other.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right. How should I talk to people when I have nothing to say? This is a great question. I don't know the answer to this one either.
So, here's what you do.
We say, it is what it is, and then you leave.
You say, it is what it is, and then you mumble, and then you walk away.
I still don't know the answer to this question to this day. But, I don't know. Talk about the weather. Or the Jets. How about them Jets, right? They're good. They're a team.
You can't do that, though, if you don't actually know about the Jets.
Because then they'll, like, ask
they'll
you.
Know.
They'll know about the Jets. Everybody knows about the Jets but you.
Except for you, yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, they really suck this year. And you're like, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Did you see them in their game? And they're like, it's not the Jets season.
Well, it's a rerun. I caught it yesterday of the Jets jetting and doing the sports stuff.
Playing the sports ball.
And they really threw that basket in the pass. Well, yesterday.
Did you see Jimmy Jett? He was offsides in the third quarter. Yeah.
Jimmy Jett. I love that. It's a Jet player. Jimmy the Jet. Jet. That's his full name. Jimmy the Jet. Jet.
Jimmy the Jet Jetson.
And he plays for the Jets.
He plays for the Jets.
Alright, that's been episode 40 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember,
when you're feeling really good,
don't go to the hood.
That's been episode 40.
Good night, everyone. Good night.